to be talked to have someone care, not necessarily to give them anything.
When someone comes along who will lend an ear, that does a lot.
I feel that I have reached the hearts of so many of those who thought their hearts were long forgotten.
Voices of Vista.
Someone who's willing, someone to care, someone who's needed and glad to be there, someone to give of himself for a year.
With Mabel Mercer, Alec Wilder, the John Kakavas Orchestra and Chorus. These are the voices of VISTA, volunteers in service to America, all over America, in slums, migrant worker camps, Indian reservations, wherever poverty is, that's where VISTA volunteers go.
Someone who's young and someone who's old, hands that are willing and hearts that are bold. Someone to give what is priceless and dear. A VISTA volunteer. VISTA volunteer. VISTA volunteer.
I'm Willis Conover, and now our guest. Mabel Mercer, singing the music of Alec Wilder.
Songs were made to sing while we're young. Every day is spring while we're young. None can refuse. Time flies so fast. Too dear to lose, and too sweet to last. Though it may be just for today, share our love we must while we may. So blue the skies, all sweet surprise shines before our eyes. While we're young, songs were made to sing while we're young. Every day is spring while we're young. None can refuse. Time flies so fast, too dear to lose, and too sweet to last. Though it may be just for today, share our love we must while we may. So blue the skies, all sweet surprise shines before our eyes while
Mabel Mercer, singing the music of Alec Wilder, voices of VISTA. VISTA, Volunteers in Service to America has been called the Domestic Peace Corps. And that's a pretty good description of what it is. People giving of themselves right here in the United States, living and working in the front lines of the war on poverty. Could you be a VISTA volunteer? Chances are you could. You don't have to be a teacher, a social worker, or a PhD. All kinds of abilities are needed. If you have initiative, leadership, if you can cook or sew, if you've participated in sports or in your community or school activities, if you find excitement in books, any of these and hundreds more are needed in VISTA. Serving right now are young people of 18 and retired people too. There are married couples serving together, all of them spending a year helping their fellow Americans. The pay? Just enough to get by on, plus $50 a month saved for you by the government. The rest of the pay isn't in money, it's in yourself. Want to know more? Write to VISTA, Washington, D.C. Our guests, Mabel Mercer and Alec Wilder.
All I know about Miss Mercer is that she is one of the very few ladies I've ever met in my life. And I would love to have spent my youth in Paris under her tutelage, because then I would probably be a better man now. I don't know anything except that she appeared one marvelous evening in a little place which was going bankrupt, and Miss Mercer managed to take this rather implausible man out of bankruptcy without ever getting even a series of pipes for a bathroom she wanted to build.
When Alec entered my life, it was just as effective to me as perhaps I was to him. You see, and we've become seriously very, very great friends. And there's just no question of anything. Everything comes out right.
Alec, you wrote both the lyrics and the music to Sneedon's.
Yes, I did. I did. It's one of the strangest experiences I ever had. I don't know how to describe it. It had nothing to do with ever being sung. It was one of those personal matters that nobody was around, so I thought I'd never have to tell anybody about it, but the truth lady got a hold of it.
It's a very beautiful little spot, too.
Music by Alec Wilder, sung now by the one he calls the truth lady, Mabel Mercer.
Did you go to the school by the river? Did you spend all your young days there? Did you ever cross over to Sneedon's with the setting sun blessing your hair? Did you ever cross over to Sneedon's where the wine houses cling to the hill? Did you ever cross over to Sneedon's? Do you think that you ever will? All the wide branching elms then were saplings, and the soft rolling land did sleep, and the silent stream flowed in contentment, and it seemed a man never could weep. Did you ever cross over to Sneedon's, where the white houses cling to the hill? Did you ever cross over to Sneedon's? Do you think that you ever will? Is the past like a dream in remembrance? Can you see now the frock you wore on the day that you started for Sneedon's from that faraway, strangely still shore? Long I waited that day at the river, long I waited, my heart beat fast, long I planned what I'd say when you landed, and I waited till daylight. Daylight had passed. I am still living over at Sneedon's, and I still walk along the shore, and I gaze at the elms across river, and I know that I see you no more. Did you ever cross over to Sneedon's, where the white houses cling to the hill? Did you ever cross over to Sneedon's? Do you think that you ever will?
Vista volunteers come from all parts of the country, from all walks of life. John Brew used to be an advertising man in New York. He's retired now, but in Vista, he has found a new way to use his skill in dealing with people, people caught in the prison of poverty.
They know they're in a tough spot, but they don't complain. They do the best they can for their children.
In communities like the one where John Brew is working, there is growing hope that things will get better. Programs are being organized on the local level with help on the national level to give these people a chance to share in the promise of America.
And that's what we're here for, to try to activate these programs, see that they're carried out, and work with the people.
To be an effective Vista volunteer, you don't need to be a social worker. There isn't any special educational requirement. There isn't any test to take. Vista is one human being helping another.
You help them really in a very simple way, just by being there, by talking to them. Or rather, I said that wrong, by listening. You don't have to talk to them. Listen to them and sympathize with them.
Vista volunteers are people who know they've been pretty lucky, who know, however, that poverty does exist here in America, in the midst of the greatest abundance the world has ever seen. Vista volunteers are people like you, giving a year of their lives to live and work wherever there is poverty.
And I said to myself when I got back to my room, after thinking about what I'd seen and the people and their problems, I was never again going to complain about anything in my life if I lived to be 100 years old.
John Brew, a Vista volunteer. Voices of Vista, Mabel Mercer and Alec Wilder. Miss Mercer, you were telling us about a British singer whose theme is a Wilder song, Goodbye John.
Some young lady who was a singer in England, I don't know, but apparently it has become quite successful. And she liked the songs, and she had my records, and she liked, and she took Goodbye John for her big song, and apparently has done very well with it.
Really?
You know. And she said that it makes her think of her John. You know,
yeah, so yeah, yeah.
She has it like most people, you know. But this was her, and she sings it because apparently it has a very personal thing for her. And she's made a very big success of it.
But I didn't know what the song meant until you did it, because you always make a song seem as if everything had been all right. That's true, you know. I'm telling you the truth.
Everybody has said goodbye to somebody at one time, and told them to come back. The thing fits people, you see.
And here's that song Alec Wilder wrote, whose meaning he says he didn't really know until he heard it sung like this.
Goodbye, John. don't stay long. Come back soon, like it says in the song. Goodbye, John, some fine year. Come back home, I'll be waiting here. Farewell, my fair, my own, my bonnie. Farewell, my handsome, winsome Johnny. If I cry, it won't show.
There's an old Chinese proverb you may have heard. It is better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. It's true. For centuries, as far back as history can record, poverty has been an enemy of mankind, an enemy we find especially hateful here in America. First of all, because it hits at the heart of the things Americans value so much: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. A life of poverty isn't the American dream. Liberty doesn't mean much if you're trapped inside the prison of poverty. And the pursuit of happiness is a frustrating struggle if you are inside that prison. But it's one thing to curse the darkness, and quite another thing to light a candle. And all across this country, people are lighting candles by doing something about poverty. They are Vista Volunteers, living with America's poor and helping them find the way out. It isn't easy, and they don't make a lot of money, but they do get the satisfaction of knowing that something important is happening in our own time, and that they and you can be part of it. Want to know more? Write to Vista, Washington, D.C. Voices of Vista, Mabel Mercer and Alec Wilder. One performer very close to both our guests is Frank Sinatra. Sinatra, who sings Alec Wilder's songs, says he learned to sing by listening to Miss Mercer.
Learned about the glory of the language from Miss Mercer. And never knew, you know, how glorious the language was until he heard her sing. He's a remarkable man. I happen to be, whether he knows it or not, his friend. I believe that he is a man who knows all the truth about the American popular song. I'll Be Around happened so fast that I didn't know I'd written it when it was finished. People did it, but they never did it quite right. They left words out or changed them. Finally, along came one of those impeccable people, Mr. Sinatra, who goes over every song, even if he's known it for years, and checks every decibel of the song. Every note, every word, every phrase was as I had dreamed, although I didn't allow myself to believe that I dreamed. I had dreamed because I heard what I had dreamed. That was what he did to that song.
I'll be around.
I'll be around no matter how you treat me now. I'll be around from now on. Your latest love can never last, and when it's past, I'll be around when he's gone. Goodbye again. And if you find a love like mine, just now and then, drop a line to say you're feeling fine. And when things go wrong, perhaps you'll see you're meant for me, so I'll be around when he's gone. Goodbye again. Now and then, drop a line to say that you're feeling fine. And when things go wrong, perhaps you'll see you're meant for me. So I'll be when he's gone.
Voices of Vista is produced by Arch Lustberg and written by Charles Wood for the Office of Economic Opportunity. Our thanks to the American Federation of Musicians. For Mabel Mercer, Alec Wilder, the John Kakavas Orchestra and Chorus, and Willis Conover, goodbye.
Someone who's young and someone who's old, hands that are willing and hearts that are bold. Someone to give what is priceless and dear, a fist of volunteers.